I am Daniel White III, and you're listening to The Man in the Mirror, episode 61. This podcast is directed to all young people, but especially to young black men, young black women, and their parents. Because of the society in which we live, we are thankful for all the people who are standing up for justice and racial equality. But this podcast is about the man in the mirror. What are you doing for the glory of God? What are you doing to make life better for others? What are you doing for your own family, and what are you doing for yourself? Are you going to college? And if so, are you actually reading all of the books, every word? Are you studying? Are you taking advantage of every opportunity to become a better person? So this podcast is about living life in such a way that it cuts back on the chance of being harassed or killed by the authorities or anyone else, and helps you to live the good life of peace and joy. Psalm 119 says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." And Dr. Jim Rohn said, "You must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself." How about that? Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?" In keeping with our theme of dealing with the man in the mirror or the woman in the mirror, we are going to continue discussing the building of important biblical character traits in your life. Today, we will continue looking at the quality of orderliness from the Power for True Success by the Institute in Basic Life Principles. This is very important because, in fact, I just got through talking with this about our team, the importance of, as the Bible says, doing things decently and in order. When we do things decently and in order, everything gets done, and it is a help and blessing to everybody, not just to the to just one person, but to everybody. The team must do things decently and in order, and you must do things decently and in order throughout your life. One of the things that I say, and one of my pet peeves with people who work in our organization, is make things go smoothly. Take personal responsibility and make things go smoothly, or we will have a problem. I also say to them oftentimes, 1 + 1 = 2 all day long in every language. Don't say you can't do something when you have the tools to do it with. Make it work. Don't quit. Read an article. Read 10 articles. Look at videos. Do whatever you got to do. Don't bring back to me you can't do something. Get it done. That's another one of my mottos. And I like the motto of Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. the New England Patriots. I love it. In fact, it's working for them. Do your job. Don't pass the buck. Do your job. Do what you know you ought to do. And do it decently and in order. Do it efficiently. So let's look at Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, as we talk about orderliness. Orderliness. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. What a privilege to study the rich truths of God's word. Hide them in your heart and apply them to daily life. These truths are priceless treasures, far above the value and beauty of rubies and diamonds. As you dig deeper into God's word, see who he is and allow him to work in you. Your life will be a radiant expression of his love. He will be glorified as his character is seen in you. We see examples of orderliness in God's character in the following ways. At the beginning of creation, God organized time into days and nights, seasons and years. God set clear boundaries between what is holy and what is unholy. God ordained a schedule of annual feasts so that Israel would have regular opportunities to draw near to him and to celebrate. Jesus will one day establish and order his kingdom on earth, ruling forever with a perfectly just government. Before distributing the food, Jesus organized the crowd of 5,000 people into groups of 50. Knowing his time on earth was limited, Jesus arranged his schedule to make helping and healing people a priority in training his disciples. The Holy Spirit organized the first century church by appointing leaders who would take care in the spiritual feeding of the flock of believers. The Bible reads in 1 Corinthians 14:40, "Let all things be done decently and in order." Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your orderliness in the universe. Help us, Lord God, to follow your example, for you have made it very clear that there should not be any confusion in our lives as Christians, but rather that everything should be done decently and in order. Lord, help us to do it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, in closing, in order to be saved, in order to get right with God, you cannot look at the man in the mirror. Rather, you must look at the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Do you know him? If you do not yet know him as your Lord and Savior, trust him as your Savior today. Here is how. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin, a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell because of sin and because you have never accepted the payment for sin, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. For Jesus Christ himself said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul and to change your life, and he will do it. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, or Romans 10:9-13, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.